This is Jesse Gilmore with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report.
It's about time for spring bulbs to begin showing their foliage and flowers, and this means getting bulbs in the ground for the growing season. Bulbs can be purchased at local hardware stores and garden centers. Tulips, daffodils, hyacinths, crocuses, and bluebells are among the most commonly planted spring bulb flowers. While bulbs are commonly associated with spring, there are also some species that flower in the summer or fall. These include dahlias, gladiolus, crocus, amaryllis, and alliums. Many people consider bulbs set-it-and-forget-it plants, and that is true for the most part. Bulbs store energy in the bases of leaves or modified stems to use year after year for emergence and flowering. However, fertilizing bulbs can lengthen the lifespan of your bulbs and help them produce larger flowers in future growing seasons. Bulb roots begin dying as flowers form, so fertilizer applied during flowering will go to waste. Instead, apply a liquid fertilizer mix to the soil as foliage begins to emerge from the ground. There will be no noticeable difference in the year you apply the fertilizer, but its effects will be apparent when the bulbs bloom in subsequent years. For more information on today's topic, contact your local extension office or email me at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report.